Bruchim Habo'im, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. This week's Parsha is Parshas Kedoshim. Today's date is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tavshin Pei Beis, corresponding with the English calendar, May 2nd, 2022. Parshas Kedoshim is a difficult parsha to talk about. I will try to do it some justice and mention on some important aspects that are relevant to our community. Parshas Kedoshim begins with the following words: Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, speak upon the entire congregation of the Jewish people, v'amartu aleihem, and tell them, kidoshim tihiyu, you shall be holy, become holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem, because I, Hashem, I am holy, I am your God, and I am holy. First, we have to first translate, what is this meaning, holy? What does the word really mean? The word holy is literally means to be separate. To be separate from another entity. We're referring to be separate from the lifestyles of the non-Jewish community, separate from the behavior of the goyim, who have lifestyles that are alien to Torah lifestyles and philosophies. We use the term kedusha on kadosh on many levels. Say a person who is a tzaddik, he's a holy man, he's kadosh. You say, when we say kedusha, when we daven every day, kadosh, 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 Hashem is holy. We say it three times on three different levels, separate from this world, the world above, and the world beyond. We make Havdalah, Hamavdul ben Kodesh Lachol. Hashem separates Hamavdul ben Kodesh Lachol between holiness and the non-holy. Kedusha is a term that a Jew always uses and is engaged with. Kedusha is something that's part and parcel of a Torah Jew's life. It's his goal in this world to make a Kiddush Hashem. We hear that word very often. Be careful, make a Kiddush Hashem. Sanctify God's name. Not Chas V'Shalom, make a Chil Hashem. If a Jew is killed because he's a Jew, he made a Kiddush Hashem. He died as a Kadosh, as a holy person. So the word Kadosh or Kedusha is something we are very familiar with. It's a term that's non-existent among the Goyim. It's a concept that they can't relate to. We are right now in the days of Sfira. We're counting days towards Kabbalah's HaTorah. These are days that are historical days for the Jewish people. When the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they counted 49 days till they arrived to Har Sinai. And every day was a day out of the level of impurity, tuma, unholiness, and a step into kedusha. According to some people's explanation, we're familiar in the Haggadah that we say, Dayenu, at the time when, if the Jewish people arrived at Har Sinai, V'lonasa lanu es HaTorah, Dayenu, it would have been enough. How could we say that? We were taken out of Egypt to receive the Torah. So how could we sing Dayenu in our Haggadahs Shel Pesach, that if Hashem brought us to Har Sinai and did not give us the Torah, Dayenu, that it is the opposite of what the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, so it would appear to us. And Mefarshim explained, no. The Jewish people have ascended to such a high and lofty level from the time they left Mitzrayim to the time they arrived at Har Sinai, that they reach 49 levels of Kedusha, of holiness, something that was incomprehensible for the Jewish people beforehand. And now they reach that level. So we say in the Dayenu, had the Jewish people arrived at Har Sinai and not received the Torah, Dayenu, because they have risen to such a high and holy level, that's a Dayenu. That would have also been enough, because now they are a holy, angelic people. So the word Kedusha is being used very carefully to describe the Jew, his aspirations, and his goal in this world. To do Kedusha, to make a Kiddush Hashem, and to use his potential to sanctify the Almighty's name. But now let's go into the Parsha. So the Parsha says, Hashem is saying, speaks upon the Jewish people that they should be holy. The question is, why was it necessary the entire Jewish people? And what was specifically special with this parsha? So Rashi right away says, I'll read you the Rashi. Malamed shenema parsha zu behakel mipnei shereiv gufei Torah tuluyim bo. Because most of the elements of the Torah depend on Kedusha. So at first, what would you say? You look in Parshas Kedoshim, and if you count the mitzvahs, it's true. Parshas Kedoshim is full to the top with mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay. There are 51 mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim itself. It's loaded. There are 11 mitzvahs asay, 40 mitzvahs los asay. There are 11 positive mitzvahs and 40 negative mitzvahs that tells us you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. Is that what the Torah was referring to? That we are required to be assembled, the Jewish people are required to be assembled in the desert to listen to this list of mitzvahs? Is that what Rashi is referring to? It can't be. And we know there was another incident of Hakel in Parshas Vayakel, where it talked about the building of the Mishkan and the laws of Shabbos, and there was also Hakel. The Jewish people were assembled, and we know our Chachamim taught us to teach the Jewish people the importance of Shabbos. But it wasn't as numerous as the laws mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim. What's the relevance of Hakel in Parshas Vayakel and the relevance in Parshas Kedoshim? Why was it said Vahakel? That has the Jewish people have to be together. It has to be El-Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. What was the intention of the Torah by making everybody come together. The Nesiva Shalom, the Rav from Slonim, in his Sefer, Nesiva Shalom, explains a very interesting concept over here, Mitzvah of Kedusha, when it says, Kedoshim Tihiyu, you shall be holy, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He explains that three times the command for the Bnei Yisrael is made that the Jewish people shall be holy. Three times in Parshas Kedoshim. What are the three times? The first is right now, with the one which I mentioned to you, and that refers to being holy by separating yourself from forbidden relationships, from arayas, from immorality, whether it means visual or physical immorality, whether it means being involved with mingling with people in an immoral way, or being engaged in provocative behavior. That's the antithesis of Kedusha. That would be one level of Kedusha. The Torah continues on. V'hizkadishtem v'yisim kedoshim ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Later on in the parsha, another time talks about being holy. What is that referring to? The parsha, the second time it mentions the parsha, talks about idolatry, giving a child over to Avodah Zarah Molech, going to witchcraft, such as Avos Hayidon. The Torah says, "V'hanesh anefesh asher tifne el ha'avos v'hayidonim v'lisnos achreihem." Hashem will be extremely angry for people going after Avodah Zarah, of witchcraft that was so commonplace in Eretz Canaan. So it tells us, "V'yeskadishtem v'yisim kedoshim ani Hashem Elokeichem." What is that referring to? That tells us about emunah, of our faith in Hashem. Have faith in Hashem and not in the witchcraft and not in Avodah Zarah that's so commonplace in Eretz Canaan. And the Torah, in a third place, in Parshas Kedoshim, talks about forbidden food, well, animals that we're not allowed to eat, as opposed to animals that we are permitted to eat. As the pasuk says, "V'hivdalta min ha-behema ha-tahora," and you shall be separated from behema, from the behema ha-tahora, the clean animals, l'tameya, from the unholy, the forbidden animals. And the Torah, pasuk 2 later, says, "V'yisem li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem." To be holy, be careful what you not only ingest in your mind or in your heart, but you got to be careful what you digest in your body. That even the food that you eat becomes part and parcel of your existence, and that affects your psyche. It affects your mental path of thinking holy and observing the mitzvahs accordingly. So the Nesiva Shalom is bringing out a very important point over here. He's explaining over here that Kedusha is very dependent upon the thoughts and the deeds of a Jew. That the thoughts and the deeds of a Jew have to be separated completely from the non-Jewish world, and even though it's very, very hard to create such a separation, especially in the world that we are living in, where we're so involved, we're intertwined, and we are forced to live among the non-Jewish world, whether it's in business or whether it's in our travelings, or even if it's just shopping and leisure. It's very, very hard to separate yourself, but the Torah is telling us that by doing that, by trying your hardest to separate yourself, you will be able to attain holiness. Now, the Nesiv HaShalom explains what that means, where you will be able to separate yourself in a way that will allow you to fulfill the Torah in a unique way. You see, the Torah has a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says, Ubo Sidbok, and Hashem you shall cleave. That command that the Jew is to cleave to Hashem is through the mitzvahs of the Torah. We have 613 mitzvahs, and the 613 mitzvahs, if it's observed properly, are not 613 problems or 613 nuisances. It's not a tax, but the 613 privileges. But the only way we could properly observe the Torah if we do it in a way that we observe it with Kedusha. And how do we observe it with Kedusha? By separating ourselves from the behavior of the non-Jewish world. And by doing that, it gives strength to all the mitzvahs that we do, that we do it with a much clearer and a refined and holy attitude towards fulfilling the mitzvahs. Let me read part of what the Nesiv HaShalom writes here, which I think is very important. He writes, Shekol HaTorah v'hamitzos heim etzos liyehudi l'kayim ubo sidbok. The entire Torah and all of its mitzvahs are etzos. They are like tools for us to be able to fulfill ubo sidbok, and in Hashem you shall cling, you shall cleave. The mitzvahs were intended that doing the mitzvahs you get closer to Hashem. The zegufa shel Torah, and this is what he meant when he says, "Reiv gufa shel Torah." Most of the gufa shel Torah is applicable in the parsha of Kedoshim because it talks about on three different occasions, being holy. V'hadvekus tluya bi'ikar bi'in ha'kedusha. To be close, to cleave to Hashem depends on your attitude of kedusha. She'iyav shelehagia l'dvekus b'Hashem rak al yedei ha'kedusha. By separating yourself from alien influences, it is the way you are able to attain Kedusha. And that's what it means. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kedosh ani Hashem alekechem. Now the Mesilas Yesharim brings out in Perek Chavav that it's very, very hard for a person to attain Kedusha. But if a person puts his effort into trying to being holy, then Hashem will give him a matana. It's like a gift, a prize, a bonus, that for his efforts of wanting to be different and live different and think different and talk different than the goyim, then Hashem will give him the siyata d'shmaya, the extra heavenly help for him to attain that level. However, to do it alone is nearly impossible. So therefore, the parsha talks about Kedusha in the form of hakel, in the form of a community gathering together, where Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering the Jewish people together and instructing them to live together as a community with Kedusha. It's very, very important. And again, I like to quote in the Siva Shalom. Therefore, Parshas Kedoshim was read in the form of Hakel, as a communal assembly. She'ein hayachid mesugel lahagia l'kedusha. For an individual, it's extremely difficult for an individual to rise to the level of Kedusha. Ki Kedusha hi inyan shel matana v'ayochet eni royal matana. To get Kedusha is almost only going to come to a person as a matana, as a gift. V'rak al yidei koyach harabim, only through the participation of a community, of an assembly, of a Klal Yisrael, where they are together, going to work on working on Kedusha together, will the community be privileged to Kedusha. And therefore, the Torah says it at the very outset. It says, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, all of the Jewish people, that they should be kadosh. Because when the Jewish people are united together and going to work on the Kedusha together, therefore, this is how it's possible that Kedusha will succeed and will grow and will expand and flourish. Aren't we aware of so many hundreds of communities all over the world? And we know even in Toronto, we have kolo communities. A kolo community is a group of young men and women who leave their original habitat of yeshiva life, and they decide to transplant their lifestyle, their Torah, their learning, and their living in another community. Toronto has flourished as a Toronto Jewish community because of the kolo that Rabbi Miller, Shlomo Miller Shlita, has been the head of for the last 40, 50 years. The whole city has been blessed with many, many schools, with many, many Jewish families, and have also been blessed with many Jewish businesses and everything you can possibly think of that a Jewish community needs. When a community decides to live together with Kedusha, there is bracha and hatzlacha. There is complete success when the community stays together and grows together. There are communities all over North America that are flourishing because of the concept of the kolel community. This concept of hakel, of gathering the community together and living together with no compromise. We're doing it the way we were taught and the way we were trained, and this is what we do. As a result, it has affected our educational system, it has affected our kashrus system, it has affected our Hebrew bookstores, it has affected our sufrim, our scribes, that from whom we purchased talis and tefillin and sifrei Torah. This concept of living b'kedusha and sticking together has only been a proof to this week's parsha what it means, Kedoshim Tiyu. And we have this, a living example of what this is all about. And this is what the Nesiv HaShalom perhaps is trying to impress upon us, that when you live B'Kiddusha, then all the mitzvahs are then becoming a tool in the mitzvah of Ubo Sidbok, and you shall cling, because the mitzvahs are being done with Kiddusha. And therefore, you end up fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah in a much, much lofty and holy way. Perhaps now we can understand, explains the Nesiv HaShalom, why we also included the parsha of Shabbos in parashas Vayakel in the mitzvah of Vayakel, of including all the Jewish people together when Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the Jewish people about Shabbos. Because once the Jewish people come together as a community and everyone together encourages each other to fulfill the mitzvahs accordingly, then we see Simen Bracha. When we do it together, then the united force of Klal Yisrael will make Hashem bless us with the matana of the Kedusha Shabbos that we enjoy every week, and with the combination of the community, we are given Kedusha, we are given Bracha v'Hatzlacha. So we are quite aware that Parshas Kedoshim is not an easy parsha. Like I mentioned it last week in Parshas Achrimos, the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is very challenging. But if one tries, one can succeed. Hashem promises success. You have to do what you can to see that your family understands that the future of Jewish success as a Jewish people depends on us being separate from the Goyim and not combining our lifestyles and our associations with them. We should be, of course, at peace with them. We should make a Kiddush Hashem and being friendly and cordial and polite and respectful and helpful, and if necessary, even go out and do things, even to give to certain non-Jewish organizations, whether it's the cancer fund or the kidney funds or any other organization that they're helping the world at large. Yes, we can be benevolent and be gracious and caring and sharing, but we have to know our limits. We have to know that a Jew has to make havdalah. He has to make a separation between him and the community out there. And we know that if chas v'shalom not, then unfortunately we are faced with Hashem making a separation. There is a cute saying that if a Jew does not make havdalah, if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, then the Goyim makes Havdalah. Let me explain that again. That's like a little joke. A Jew has to live with Kiddusha. And what we're saying that a Jew should learn to always live with Kiddusha. So if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, then the Goyim makes Havdalah. Then he makes the separation between the Jew and the Goy, and we know that's the source of anti-Semitism, where the Goy makes it very clear that you are different. You and I, the Jewish people, are different. Why does the guy have to do that? It could be his sent by Hashem to remind you that you are different, and therefore this could be the result of that. So in summary, this parsha, although is perhaps not an easy parsha to understand, the Nesiva Shalom tells us, because it mentions three times in this parsha to be holy, to be separate, to be different, and to live different and think differently, therefore this parsha is therefore the source of so many mitzvahs that are mentioned in the parsha, and by doing them mitzvahs with kedusha, as well as all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, we allow ourselves that protection from the influences outside of our homes and of places that are sometimes alien and dangerous to our philosophy. And by living with Kedusha, we are told that Hashem will give us our bonuses of being able to succeed in our communities, to be able to flourish and expand and have nachas from our children and have schools of Torah, bati midrashim, full of talmidei chachamim who will be sitting and learning while they maintain their wonderful status and fulfill the pasuk, kedoshim tiyu, ki ani Hashem Elokeich. Have a wonderful week, and a good day. Be well.